Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
Welcome to day 21 of In His Steps. Today's title is Trusting His Commands. David Livingstone said, "If a commission by an earthly king is considered an honor, how can a commission by a heavenly king be considered a sacrifice?" Our text today is Matthew 16, verse 20. Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. Scholars believe that at the time of the discussion recorded in Matthew 16, the disciples had been with Jesus for about 2.5 years. Try to use your holy imagination again to envision what it must have been like to have been Peter or one of the 12 at this point in Jesus' ministry. You have finally come to realize who Jesus is. He is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You are holding in your heart what is known as the good news, and it is the best news anyone could ever hear. Yet, Jesus strictly charges you to tell no one. According to the Greek word used here, diastelo, Jesus issued a severe, urgent, and authoritative command to his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. This word is found only 8 times in the entire New Testament. Notice 3 instances where Jesus implores this word. In Mark 5:43, after Jesus raises Jairus' daughter from the dead, and he strictly charged them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat. In Mark 7:36, after Jesus healed a deaf man, and Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. In a discussion with his disciples about the danger and contamination of the Pharisees in Mark 8:15, he cautioned them, saying, "Watch out. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." Thus, this word carries with it the expectation that others will obey the urgency of God's command. Roger Hahn shares more details into Jesus' order. As such emphasis on Jesus as the Messiah, many find it surprising that he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. It's likely that his concern was that without the careful instruction he was about to give the disciples, people would misunderstand his messiahship and interpret it in militaristic or self-serving ways. To accomplish his mission of building the church, it was necessary that his identity be defined by himself and the Father rather than by popular ideas of what the Messiah should be. William Barclay states, "Before they could preach that Jesus was the Messiah, they had to learn what that meant." James Montgomery Boyce adds, "The people had mistaken ideas about what the Messiah would be like and what he would do. Jesus did not want to be pressed into their false patterns of expectation, so he told his disciples not to announce who he was. Scholars have referred to this as the messianic secret. But that was then. This is now. Today, there is no reason to preserve the secret. On the contrary, we have every reason and, in fact, Christ's own command to proclaim it. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the sinner's Savior. Therefore, to repent of sin and believe on Him is to pass from death to life and to find salvation. To reject Him is to perish forever. This is good news. Believe it and tell others too." Interestingly, our Lord, who gives spiritual blessings, also gives strict commands. While Jesus' gifts are given freely, they are not given without expectations or responsibilities. Whatever Jesus gives is to be received with total dependence on Him. knowing that he gives everything to his children for specific reasons. Spiritual blessings are to be experienced, and strict orders are to be obeyed. Another command from the Lord is found in the first word of Luke 6:38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. The Lord's commands stem from his desire for his children to live out all that he has in store for them. Don't miss out on the joy of giving by disobeying his commands. Consider these questions. In what ways is obeying the Lord's commands trusting in both his lordship and love for you? What are your thoughts on the following statement on obedience? Max Anders said, "Spiritual strength is connected to faithful obedience to God's commands." What have you learned this week about radical generosity? And finally, how can you apply what you've learned? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.